Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Amadeo, principal of the Amadeo Law Firm. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the GovCon video blog. So today we're going to give an overview of the Department of Defense's Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, or CMMC, which will become a requirement for all defense contractors at some point in 2020. And we'll follow up on today's vlog with one or two more vlogs covering details. So what is CMMC? Well, basically, the CMMC requires defense contractors to undergo an assessment by an independent third party, not DoD, of the company's cybersecurity practices and policies. The end result of that assessment will be certification of the business at one of five different levels, with level 5 certification signifying that the company has implemented the most advanced cybersecurity measures. Or if the company is deficient to meet even the lowest level, then it will receive no certification at all and will not be eligible for defense contracts that require certification. So when news of the CMMC certification requirement came out last summer, I think for a lot of small businesses that have been, you know, doing what they do to run their businesses and to make product or service, well, it may have seemed to have come out of nowhere. And in some ways, it kind of did. The initial unveiling of CMMC came not in any DoD regulation or publication, but it was dropped really for the first time during an industry conference in June 2019 on supply chain security. And like I said, there are no regulations, but there is a website for this CMMC program with three documents and a set of FAQs. Now, one of the documents is an overview of what DoD calls a model of the certification requirement. Another document is some basic information that's distilled into a presentation format. And the third document, and this is one contractors need to drill down on, is a 338-page index, which actually outlines the different requirements for meeting certification at the different levels. Now, if you scour the guidance, you'd be hard-pressed to find anything that resembles an implementation schedule or a set of deadlines. What you will find is a statement in the FAQs that says that sometime in June 2020, contractors should begin to see the CMMC requirement in agency RFPs. So while there are no hard deadlines yet for certification, contractors need to get a jump on how they plan to obtain certification. So today, we're going to discuss three things the contractor should know about the CMMC requirements. The first thing the contractor should know is that obtaining certification above the most basic level will require compliance with new requirements. So up to now, for contractors handling unclassified information, there were really two sets of cybersecurity requirements. First, there were the general safeguarding requirements under FAR Clause 52.204-21, that's titled Basic Safeguarding of Covered Contractor Information Systems. The second set of requirements are under DFARS 252.204-7012, titled Safeguarding Covered Defense Information and Cyber Incident Reporting. Now, we have a five-part vlog series on the cybersecurity rules under the FAR Clause and the DFARS Clause. So if you want more information about those rules, you can check out our GovCon video blog page, and we have a link to that page in the information below. But there are two points I want to go over again now. One is that the rules under the DFARS regulation are more extensive than under FAR. And that's in part because the DFARS regulation adopts and incorporates all of the safeguarding requirements under NIST Special Publication 800-171, which the FAR regulation doesn't incorporate. Now, the DFARS regulation also includes other requirements that the FAR regulation doesn't, like mandatory cyber incident reporting. Now, as to my second point, when the FAR and DFARS regulations came out in 2016, it seemed that typically contracts with civilian agencies included the FAR clause, while contracts with defense agencies typically included the DFARS clause. But increasingly afterward, defense agencies included both the FAR and the deforest clause into their contracts, despite there being some minimal overlap in the rules. And the logic seemingly was that the FAR regulation on basic safeguarding should apply across the board to all agencies, and the DFARS regulation supplement was just that. It included supplemental or additional requirements that defense agency contractors had to meet. Well, the CMMC guidance now makes clear and explicit that the basic safeguarding rules under FAR 52.204-21 apply to defense agency contracts too. And in fact, the basic safeguarding rules under FAR 52.204-21 set out all of the requirements for meeting Level 1 certification. Now, as for DFARS 252.204, which incorporates NIST SP 800-171, well, those requirements are part of the certification requirements for levels 2, 3, 4, and 5. But again, and this gets us back to our main point for Thing 1, it's not going to be enough just to comply with the FAR clause, the DFARS clause, and NIST SP 800-171 to obtain certification above level 1. To get certified under levels 2, 3, 4, and 5, contractors are going to have to satisfy those rules and additional standards, which DoD has decided meet the cybersecurity best practices. Now, we'll touch more on the actual requirements in our next log. But for now, we'll just say that there are a total of 61 required practices that are sprinkled throughout the certification requirements for levels 2 through 5 that do not originate from the FAR regulation, the DFARS regulation, or the incorporated SP 800-171 requirements. The second thing the contractor should know is that for DoD contracts that include a CMMC requirement, certifications will be required for both defense contractors and subcontractors. So first, I say defense contractors at this point because the DoD guidance states that the initial implementation of CMMC will only be within DoD. But the unspoken implication is that a subsequent implementation may be rolled out to non-DoD or civilian agency procurements. So contractors should know that may be on the horizon at some point in the future. The second point here that's worth repeating is that certification will also be required of all subcontractors to a DoD prime contract. Now, as DoD made clear in its initial unveiling of CMMC last June, DoD is trying to shore up any leaks or weak links along the supply chain, so certification will be required of all subcontractors too. The third thing that contractors should know is that the cost of CMM certification is expected to be an allowable reimbursable cost. So one of the FAQs on the CMMC website makes this point, and it's not actually part of the three guidance documents that DoD put out there. But this statement follows through on similar statements that were made by Katie Arrington during the June 2019 unveiling of the CMMC certification requirements. Now, Katie Arrington is the DoD special assistant who actually gave the presentation. And the idea here is that DoD is willing to pay more to get the cybersecurity that it wants in place. And to the extent that contractors might be inclined to cut corners to keep non-recoverable cybersecurity expenses down, well, being able to pass those costs on may encourage contractors to take the time and spend the resources to adopt the cybersecurity practices that DoD wants implemented. Now, this cost reimbursement allowance hasn't been spelled out in any detail, so it's not clear how that cost will be allocated among a contractor's defense contract portfolio. But the hope is that enough of the cost can be passed through in amounts that will actually incentivize contractors. So to sum up, the three things that contractors should know about the CMMC requirements are: 1, obtaining certification above the most basic level will require compliance with new requirements. 2, the certification requirements will apply to both defense contractors and subcontractors. And number three, the cost of certification is expected to be an allowable reimbursable cost. Well, that's all we have for today's vlog. Thanks for joining us in this episode of the GovCon video blog, and look out for our next vlog covering the CMMC requirements.